Essay 91. Low Energy Nuclear Reactors and Energy from Spacetime. Many of the Unified Field Theory papers of ECE theory deal with energy from spacetime. I went into this subject in order to try to help researchers in that area who were looking for an explanation of their findings and asked me to provide explanations. At about the same time, I was appointed a civil list pensioner on February 29, 2005. I was asked by civilians at the United States Navy in Florida to explain results demonstrated to them by Alex Hill and his colleagues. The Navy personnel were very impressed, especially with the existence of a giant resonance, a sharp peak in voltage that seemed to come from nowhere and disproved the standard model of physics entirely. So I came up with the well-known theory of spin connection resonance, SCR, using the ECE field equations. Later, this theory was developed considerably by Horst Eckhart and Douglas Lindstrom, and uses Euler-Bernoulli amplification of a small driving force. The Euler-Bernoulli structure results from the presence of the spin connection term, so the latter explains the resonance. In the standard model, there is no spin connection and no resonance. Recently, the Alex Hill devices have been sold to Fortune 50 companies worldwide, and the demand for them is greater than the rate of production. They have also been tested by several independent laboratories, including the Central Laboratory of the Mexican Power System that supplies the entire country with electricity. These Fortune 50 companies include General Electric, Toyota, Microsoft, Dell, Apple, IBM, Intel, BP, Exxon, Mobil, Samsung, Honda, Sony, Toyota, Siemens, Dow, and others. So the Fortune 50 companies who use the Alex Hill devices effectively disprove the standard model of physics all the time. The ECE theory dared to go well beyond the standard model and explains these devices in a plausible way. Personnel from nearly all these companies regularly study the www.aias.us site. So the standard model of physics is regarded by leading industry as entirely obsolete, and energy from spacetime is used routinely in industry. Some aspects of conservative academia still argue that the world is flat, and that the routinely used energy does not exist. I do not make any money out of any of my activities on behalf of the new industrial revolution, and I am not a paid agent of any Fortune 50 corporation. Alex Hill and one or more of these companies may allow observers of the plant in action. Recently, I was asked to come up with a plausible theory of low-energy nuclear reactors, LENR, and this appeared in UFT 226 to UFT 231, with Horst Eckhart and Douglas Lindstrom. The theory was built on a combination of ordinary quantum tunneling theory with a mechanism for input of energy from spacetime. I am working on these ideas at present. For a long time, I regarded cold fusion with reasonable caution, because there seemed to be a lack of agreement that went on endlessly. However, there have been many replications recently, and it's thought that commercial devices will be on the market next year. These include the ECAT, the Rossi reactors, reactors made by the Brilouin Company, and so on. One site claims that there have been 17,000 replications of LENR or cold fusion, while other sites still try to claim that it does not exist. The ordinary Schrödinger equation goes a long way towards explaining the way in which the Coulomb barrier can be dealt with by tunneling, but the ECE theory adds energy from spacetime in a way that the standard Schrödinger equation cannot deal with. So a combination of quantum tunneling and energy from spacetime may be an easy answer to how LENR works. There is no doubt that it works. There is no horse hidden in the boot or trunk of a horseless carriage. That is all I claim. A plausible explanation. Quantitative work will require supercomputers and quantitative modelling, both of the Alex Hill devices and of LENR. There is already a large amount of work in that direction in LENR. I was the only senior scientist to support the early Alex Hill devices, so I was predictably attacked by the ultra-conservatives and their loony fringe. There were underhand attempts to remove my civil list pension. These were brushed aside by the British government. My civil list pension is £2,400 a year and is a high honour. A pension once given is never removed. All that is a distant past now, so perhaps I'll be forgiven for being satisfied with a job well done. There is no point in continued personal animosity when these devices are already working routinely. Several senior scientists have accepted LENR, and that is by now well established. So those who continue to deny it are denying nature.